increases in base pay had to come from somewhere. And we're spending the rest of the money on it.
We're back in. Okay. Assistant Principal Chief, he asked for the recess, so do you have something once you hit the floor first?
My general impression is that the conversation we had that was being had by the committee was not germane to the bill. Therefore, my comments would be for another bill.
Oh, okay, okay. Committee, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to withdraw my amendment and restate a new amendment for the fact that Congressman Supernaw pointed out that this had already been amended and my current amendment would really not keep straight. So the budget analyst advised me on how to keep the amendment straight. So I'd like to reassert it, if I may. On page 3, line 113, strike $700,000, $786,988, insert $166,876, line 15, strike $156,988, insert $166,876, line 15, strike $72,944, insert $73,000. Line 117, strike $52,316, insert $52,293, line 118, strike $62,932, insert $23,600, line 119, strike $6,322, insert $6,500, line 120, strike $37,591, insert $31,090, line 121, strike $210,731, insert $221,170. I'm going to drop down here to line 127, strike $9,726, insert $10,000. Line 128, strike $36,958, insert $3,030. Excuse me, $3,300. That's correct. I don't believe our clerk has that. Do you need that?
That's your motion?
That's my motion. That's my amendment. And adjust totals accordingly. Okay.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. Discussion, Congressman Walker.
Did you say earlier those? Let me start over. Are those numbers based on a review of the financials and what they spent last year or what they were appropriated last year, plus taking the director of operations associate or costs out of that other bill and inserting them into the chief's budget? Is that two things primarily what it's done? Not exactly, but.
It's reset it back to FY15 values.
15 or 16?
The 16 values, correct, that we went off at?
Correct. So FY16 appropriation is the amount now included in the amount.
Right.
Which would account for the positions from the director of operations.
Both things, yes.
Congressman Walker.
And how did you establish the amounts within that? Is it the director of operations? Is that what that budget's called?
It's called operations.
Operations.
Yeah, go ahead.
August 26th, it says the record of operations.
And all of the reduced all or nearly all, or if not all, nearly all of those line items by a certain amount and applied them to the chief's budget? No?
I applied it proportionally. We took the director of operations and put it into the salary and wages line. We considered his, we considered the benefits package that is attached with that budget. We put it in. We considered the employee benefits as they are, as they sit now, and included that how they are now. So they have all of the benefit that goes with that.
Eli?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, what we did is from the support documentation submitted on August 17th for the, it's the budget summary for the Director of Operations. What we did is remove out what we believed to be the salary benefits and half of the operating expenses for the support documentation for the Director of Operations position in fiscal year 16's budget. We removed that by the next amendment, which is a completely separate bill, from the Division of Government Operations. Instead of adding those totals directly to the Office of the Principal Chiefs, it simply reverted back to fiscal year 16's numbers, which already included that. Now, the only instance there that you're going to be worried about, or that you should be worried about, or that I'm trying to help with on the benefits line, is that last year we budgeted $7,884 for the health administration, or the administration of health insurance. But you do see an increase already from what they requested for fiscal year 16 to going back to fiscal year 16's numbers. So it's not going to be an exact science, but it's going to be very close.
Congressman Walker?
Do you have a total appropriation in to the Office of the Principal Chief?
Yes, it's on that budget amendment that I handled.
Yes,
but actually, Madam Chair, it would be a little bit different than that, because that appropriation takes into account a decrease in the professional fees line item that you actually have already done.
Okay, so we're going to consider a potential $100,000, well, there's a $100,000 reduction.
Approximate. Right. And it's going to be reduced, because that's going to, I believe, adjust a little bit deeper than the previous amendment. I think the previous amendment, I believe, is going to increase that amount.
So what's the amount?
I can work on that calculation real quick.
I don't.
There's a lot of changes, and this deviates quite a bit from what we've done with the other bills. I'm trying to get my bearings straight.
Eli?
I think we referred to it as 1813. $1.8 million was the total appropriation to the Office of the Principal Chiefs last year, I believe. And that's off the top of my head. I'm doing the best I can on that. But I believe it was $1.8 million. This appropriation would be the 1.6 or whatever the total is on that amount, plus an increase in the professional fees.
So this shows a 1.68 plus. Is there a plus?
I would need to go crunch those numbers.
So if we appropriated 1.8 last year, this is 1.678 plus an extra position. I would put the Director of Operations back in there.
But I believe the Director of Operations is already in there last year, which was the $780,000, I believe is what it was.
I thought they were...
For $730,000.
So they weren't partially funded out of IDC.
They were partially funded out of IDC.
But IDC showed in their budget.
IDC showed in their budget to equal 1.8.
Under expenses?
No, showed as a source of revenue in the Chief's budget last year.
And then reapplied to the expenses.
Yes.
It showed, it was a combined total appropriation. It showed that amount. It was just a combined, it was a combination of tribal and IDC funds for the revenue source of that last year's budget.
Carson Walker.
Okay, this is, what's the total amount in the committee substitute
say it would be $100,000 less than that. Would that not be a correct assumption?
I think.
That's what I'm assuming.
There's the number. It's in the committee substitute.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the amount that would be a result of all of your amendments.
Right.
Which includes adding the director of operation, their salaries and wages, benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And also includes the $100,000 reduction that we made to their professional fees line item yesterday, or Friday.
I don't think that's included in that total right there, but that's what you're asking.
Okay, gotcha. So this is actually 1.518.
Mm-hmm.
What was the total appropriation of the Office of the Principal Chiefs last year?
We have it up there.
There's 1.513.
Mm-hmm.
Does this apply, Mr. Zahn? Could we add this total?
I believe it'd be the 1.813.
So if we're basing that on last year's total, Congresswoman Whitehorn, that's a $200,000 or $300,000 reduction, isn't it?
I haven't done the math. I'm going off what we appropriated for last year.
Well, there's 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
There's 280. That's basically 1.8.
And they gave raises last year and they're giving raises again this year. If that's what you want to do, then you'll vote no for this amendment.
What is it that I want to do? Put words in my mouth?
Increase the income of the executive branch. When we made a clear statement last year.
I'm trying to get a hold of this, Congresswoman.
I
you
understand.
Stated that these amendments were based on last year's appropriation, and based on doing some quick math, it appears that that was misrepresented.
Eli?
Madam Chair, I believe.
I worked off the budget.
Chief of Staff has also clued me in that there is $20,000 of revenue missing from the financial reports. I think the best thing to do, if trying to make that, it's not on the chart. I think the best thing to do to try to make that comparison apples to apples would be go back to the initial piece of legislation, not according to the financials, what we actually appropriated, which will include all of the amounts.
Which is what I thought we did, but apparently we just worked off of the budgets.
No. So the numbers that are included in your totals are according to the legislation that was passed by this Congress last year for the operating budget.
There we go. That's exactly what I did. So don't
say that again, please.
Please state what I did.
Do you remember the bill number last year?
It was off what we appropriated off the legislative bills for the Office of the Principal Chief.
Including that?
I believe that was all in one legislation. It was just broken out as tribal funds and IDC.
That's 1.8.
We can go look at it.
This is 1.5.
We can go look at it. I don't know what I've asked.
Committee, we have.
What are you looking at there?
Two more pieces of legislation to consider that are budgets. What does the committee want to do? Do you all want to postpone the Office of the Principal Chief's budget and move on? Or do you want to stick with this? What do you think?
Let's postpone and move on. We're not getting anywhere.
We're not. Yeah, we are.
I'll make a motion to postpone the chief's budget.
Second.
Aye.
Motion to postpone ONCA 1686 to the call of the chair.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Let's move on to consideration of ONCA 1691, an act to provide an appropriation to the Executive Administration Division. Of the association for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $14,170,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Shaw is the sponsor and Congressman Walker is going to get him. We've already started talking about it though, so. $16.91. We have already adopted the committee substitute. Open it up for questions, amendments. Assistant Principal Chief?
Mr. Cobb will, after the committee's consideration, would like to address the committee.
Okay, call it up, Chad. Substitute?
I don't think so.
Yeah, there was one
amendment.
Yes, ma'am, there's an amendment.
Programs Department.
Departments and budget.
Yes, page 3, line 1.
Okay, I just wanted to verify that we had done that.
And we have three new budgets.
Congressman Whiteborn.
Has the election office been... Do they realize we're considering their an appropriation to them right now, and are they allowed to come and visit with us because we have some special, we're looking at some legislation that might call for a special election. I'd like to be assured that they have enough money in their budget to perform a special election. So have they been advised on that or invited to the table so we can discuss their budget with them?
I sent out a email as chair of this committee, even though the budgets came over the way that they did, where everyone for the first time was just kind of listed out at the bottom. And I CC'd this committee, as well as the director of operations and the chief of staff. It was just a courtesy email that invited all of the directors to come to the table to speak with us. And the response was that executive wouldn't, they weren't, they instructed the employees not to speak to Congress without a lawyer present. So the invitation was sent from our side.
Right.
Whether or not administration.
And my question was to the administration.
Okay.
I recall that I read that email to you. So I know that we had invited him to the table, but. You know, there's an extenuating circumstance that I want to be assured that there's enough money in this
Assistant Principal Chief
budget.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, was that question about the election board put to Mr. Cobb?
It was put to, he was sitting at the table.
Yeah. We have, if the executive branch, we have no management authority over the election board. They would represent themselves.
Were they told they couldn't?
Not by our branch of government. They're an independent.
So
that's a question you would have to ask the board.
So you think they chose on their own not to?
I can't speak. I just can't speak for the board.
Did you send over their, if you call them independent, did you send over their budget that they submitted to your office?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Because lawfully, if there's an independent agency and they submit a budget to the executive, and you change or modify or do something different, you're supposed to send their budget along.
I don't know
with
the answer to that
sent.
Question.
Who's,
I can find out for you.
Who sent the budget submissions to us? Who's responsible for that? And
Mr. Zahn and Mr. Cobb.
Did you send the election office's budget over here to us?
It was part of the submission process.
An individual budget? We have an election office individual budget. Okay.
It's the first one.
Okay, committee.
I think they've been covered up. Oh, you made a picture of what kind of things? Oh, okay.
Where do I get that?
District 10. That 10 is for election, election expense and town hall meeting types. I don't have the exact amount, but I don't know if it's for a special election. They would have to speak to us at the specifics.
Congressman.
I wanted to just point out that it's the other line.
Okay, so I'm just real curious, so I see $107,477 in the other line for this division that you included the election office's budget with. So would there be enough in that budget to spread out and perform a special election so they can have one? Since you guys are managing it and you put it all together, would you manage to get a special election cost covered? Since this is what you're asking for?
When you say 107, I had the committee settled and I don't know what I did with it.
I might have too.
I just had it.
Here.
$1,691.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's under, yes. So I'm sorry, can you, the question was, is the one, does the 107 in the committee sub adequate to support the potential for a special election?
Right, since you submitted the budget with that amount in there, I would think that since you're responsible for those numbers and put them into a division, that if we needed to have a special election, that the money's there to have one.
But the 107, what was submitted was 140. 107, this is the committee substitute. If you look at this executive administration,
okay,
it's 140.
Okay.
And as far as whether the 140 is sufficient to hold a special election, I would need to refer that to the election folks. I do know they put some money, at least 10, for some election activity. Whether that's special election or normal, I don't know.
I would guess not, and we're not in the middle of an election year, which is why it's gone from 54 to 10.
Right, I think that they've said at the table is that it costs about $30,000 to hold a special election, is what they told us at one point in time, if my memory serves me right. So.
And the chances are they will be getting a special election in 6 months. I mean.
Yes. So I want to make sure they have the money to do so, because we are constitutionally mandated to assure that that office has enough money to perform its duties. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that they can. So I would consider a $20,000 amendment back into that line in this budget. I'm going to make a note of it right here. I have more questions. Does anybody else have more questions about this budget? I'll ask.
Go ahead.
We're showing that the Office of Strategic Planning and Self-Governance is a new budget. Are you currently not operating an Office of Strategic Planning and Self-Governance currently, Mr. Ball?
There is.
Why is it showing that it's a new budget in this?
I believe it's a new fund source, but just one second.
Strategic Planning and Risk Management budget, or Strategic Planning and Self-Governance. So FY16 shows that it was funded by federal funds last year. And then you're showing 120,000 other funds. What would that be?
I believe that's IDC to fund a piece of that office with IDC, from the IDC pool.
So you just help me with your bookkeeping, how you do that. So you're going to have a new IDC budget. not IDC funds then.
No, good night.
I'm sorry, that good night wasn't meant for you. It's just, I'm so confused right now because I don't have any documents that.
Committee? Congressman Whitmore.
I see that there's an increase of 160,000 dollars to this budget from last year, but yet, is that because that 208 only funded a partial FY16 year, Mr. Cobb?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
On the self-governance budget, I'm showing that there's roughly a, there's an increase from last year. It's a pretty big increase. It's right there for me. $161,000. Would that be because the FY16 was only a partially funded year? Ms. Thompson,
Candy,
would like to be recognized.
Come on up, Candy, because we can barely hear you.
Last year, the self-governance budget was split between self-governance and IDC. It was in the grants and compliance management division, and so only half the budget was in the FY16.
So that's what I'm trying to understand.
This year, it's completely in self-governance. Well, actually, there's some in IDC, I think, this year. Okay.
So that total I'm seeing, $208,000, When the executive decided to split the two, you took some of the budget to operate on last year out of strategic planning and grants management budget. Is that correct? And created your own new budget. So that's why, possibly, what year, what month did that happen in last year?
The split.
The split. Yes, ma'am.
That happened. Well, that actually happened in April of this year.
So. April, May, June, July, August, September. So that's, you took 6 months funding out of one budget, which was a combined budget, to operate on this year. And so now I'm showing the full year's operation with the $370,000. Is that correct? Okay. That's what I wanted to know what that
variance
was.
There are still some additional funds in IDC.
What do you mean there's additional?
There's an IDC budget.
Are we visiting in it here also? Oh, I'm confused. I don't even
I understood there's an IDC in the strategic plan.
Where is your, what division do you have your, I'm only showing one IDC budget for you guys that we're appropriating.
For self-governance.
Right. The Office of Strategic Planning and Self-Governance. This legislation shows, okay, here's another one. 17. Okay, so there is a tribal budget. They just aren't together here, so that makes it very confusing.
Yeah, that's IDC.
Okay, I'm sorry. I need to make a correction, too, on this budget. I thought that I was reading the wrong line item, and that 120,000 is IDC, is true.
So that leads me to another question. Why do you have an IDC funding source within a tribal budget and then also have an IDC budget?
Well, this budget that we're looking at on the screen contains these five individual budgets that are listed at the bottom. You'll see them. You scroll down just a little bit. Well, this is another. There's a. That's not the right one. It's those two plus the three grants. But they're listed here. And it's stamped 831. So.
This is very confusing. Is
it? So this self-governance consists of five programs. IDC, you know, there's two listed there. IDC, Strategic Planning and Self-Governance,
are in another budget somewhere?
No, they're part of these numbers. Well, not the one you have on the screen, but the one that's stamped 831.
Is that stamped 831? Well, we don't even know.
Assistant Principal Chief, did you have something?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, it's apparent to me that I'm not understanding anything any better than I did the last time I reviewed this budget. So, I don't know how we're expected to do the Alcombras. Does anybody have any solutions here at the table?
Committee?
I got a question for you. Yeah. On this IDC amount here, is that just a figure grabbed out of air, or is it a percent of, like it is on other IDC budgets?
Are you asking about the 120?
Yeah.
The top? That's, pardon me, that's an amount proposed to be needed to fund the IDC's Office of Strategic Planning and Self-Governance, their budget for the year. It would come from the recoveries of all the IDC collections.
Assistant Principal Chief?
Just a brief comment. I think Mr. Cobb might have some extended comments on this in general, the overall budget. But the available IDC funds are calculated per division by salaries and a whole host of other things. There's a percentage of that number. That number is then divided between the budgets to properly account for source funds. Those are second time around through the system. Those are tribal dollars to begin with. They go through the system, they come back through, as we've had a long talk here about, and then they're back in as IDC funds. One of the things, if Mr. Cobb can correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the things Mr. Cobb needs to talk about is the impact of all of these committee substitutes on those funds.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Did you have any more questions about this IDC budget? Because I wanted to cover something else. I wanted to move around to something else on this budget.
Well, I don't have more questions. These comments, I'm more confused than ever.
Right.
Okay.
I think there's...
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Two ways to look at that.
Go ahead and ask your question.
Another thing that I'm seeing on this budget is it contains a energy and minerals development grant, which it says is new, and a tribal energy development capacity, which is new. I recall that the Minerals Council applied for those grants, and I'm wondering why it's in this division budget. And I don't know who could answer that question.
We have two hands up, Candy Thomas and Chad Cobb. So, Chad, go ahead first, and then Candy.
Yeah, I'm going to direct your answer to Candy. I think it was one that was asked Friday, so we brought her over for that. But if you'll look at what's on the screen, I think this might be part of the confusion we just had a few moments ago. If you scroll down, Congressman Walker, a little bit, you're absolutely correct, Congressman Whitehorn, it does include those three, but you'll notice this document that's on your screen here doesn't include it. The one that I was referencing to earlier, that during the confusing conversation, does have it. So I just wanted, I wanted to point that out. That,
do you mind if...
Sure, as long as I can get it back, because it's part of my package.
Of course. Elaine, do you mind going and making the table copies of that, please, ma'am.
But I'll let Candy address.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Candy?
Okay. The Minerals Council did make applications for these two grants. They are PL 93638 funds, which is self-governance funds. And we got a letter back from their application to the chief asking for the chief, the governing, recognizing the Osage Nation as a governing body, eligible for these funds, and so we're also the self-governance body, to submit a resolution for this grant application. And so that's how they came to be under, they're coming under the oversight of the strategic planning of the request for inappropriate or a grant funding in excess of the appropriation amount. So that was just turned down September 15th. You just got that notice September 22nd. So we have introduced a tribal resolution for the EMDP grant that you should see pretty shortly, like today or tomorrow, for the Minerals Council. They're aware of the tribal resolution being offered. And that's how it has to work.
Congressman Walker.
How much was the TEDC grant that was that we did get awarded?
What about it?
How much was it?
It was $227,710.
So if we were to work off of this budget that we received the 31st, would you recommend that we reduce the 200?
Yes.
How much was it?
$227,710.
227 what?
227,710.
And why wasn't it awarded to us? Do we have a copy of that letter?
No. The amount of funds proposed under the contract is in excess of the applicable funding level for the contract as determined under 25 U.S.C. 450 J through L in parentheses A.
So they requested too much?
Yes.
According to the rules?
Yes. The grant guidelines, yes.
So this department's going to administer the grants for the Minerals Council. Is that what I'm understanding?
This department is going to have oversight to make sure that we're following the reporting requirements and the financial requirements. The Minerals Council is going to implement the grant themselves.
So the executive is going to have oversight?
Strategic planning is going to have oversight and self-governance, yes, because it's self-governance funds. 93638 is self-governance funds. It's a grant contract. It's not in the in the self-governance agreement.
Okay. And then we still have another one, and why do we have to put tribal resolution on that?
Because the funding agency is requesting that.
Interesting.
The Minerals Council submitted a resolution with the grant application, and then I believe they submitted a subsequent resolution, and they want a tribal resolution from the governing body.
Okay. So we're going to remove how much?
227,710.
Can I hear from the Minerals Council Chair if he has anything he wants to say? Minerals Council Chair, do you have any comment?
Can I do it from here?
Sure.
We applied for that. Indian Tucker Act says two people can sign for those grants, the chief and the chairman. Would you say you were contacted by my funding agency, or did you contact them?
No, they contacted us. They sent us a letter, which I sent to you.
This letter said that, and did you show these folks your response to that? Had they ever read that letter that I read? That you all sent out?
I'm not sure I have.
Well, I did. It's stated in there about we can't be recipients of this. And I agree with her, it's under the title of the 638 contract. That had never become a problem before in anything we're doing, but now it's come and it just cost us $227,000. This grant is digitized. Something that's so arcadic next door that we're losing millions. Now I've got a job to do, but now I had that handed over days ago. So even under this TEDC grant of the over $250,000, we still can appeal that. There's an appeal process, you're aware of that. Would you be entertaining any kind of resolution from this Congress to appeal that? I'm desperate over here. I ran a billion dollar project for under $1 million. I'm paying my attorneys everything I got to stay here. I'm gonna go fight a wind farm that's whipped everyone. But I'll tell you what, they're gonna
used to be when we send money back. I'm never going to run under $1 million a year. Those days are gone. Just in this case here, we needed that. Now, with this gap process, I never planned on not taking it to you. You have not one comment from the chairman said we weren't bringing it to you. Now, I know there's some other people who have other thoughts, but right now we're talking to the chairman. I see a problem with the other grants, a smaller one, $75,000, and it's for what are we going to do later? Under 1906, you're only given royalty amounts. We have never looked at any upstream, downstream. The United States government has put us in such a hole that we never got to be free. Well, I got a couple more years left. I'm going to try to give us a little freedom with the nation. Now, remember I just said that. I understand your complexity, but I also understand you all had days to get this in. All they wanted was a resolution from you. The executive wrote that they're understanding and that the funding agent calls us, but you actually called them before that.
Didn't you? Yes, I did.
That's all I want to answer.
Committee, we are almost up front because the cultural committee has a 12:30.
They're canceled.
We can have their time. Congressman Walker, then Congresswoman Wetland.
Question. Miss Thomas. So, did I hear correctly that the grant, I'm not going to say that we didn't get awarded, but there was a resolution that was requested from the funding agency that may have contributed to not getting the grant? No?
The grant was denied because of the amount of the request, not because of the lack of the resolution. We have until October 6th to get the resolutions in.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, then Congressman Shaw.
Well, I'm shifting gears again, so if there's more questions about the grant than Congressman Shaw.
Did I hear Ms. Thomas or Chairman Waller, there's still a resolution that's required for the remaining grant and
that's
perhaps
correct.
For its appeal?
That's correct.
Okay. Is anyone aware of whether such resolution is being prepared or?
It's prepared. I'm filing it today. I was notified of it this morning. And I've talked with Minerals Council Chairman Waller and they are supportive of it. Congressman Walker.
Ms. Moore, in a situation like that where there already was a resolution that was submitted by the Minerals Council, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
In a situation like that, do you not believe that an authorization letter from the Office of the Principal Chief would suffice?
That's always been the Chief's position, and I believe that the BIA did not accept it.
They will not accept an authorization letter from the Chief.
Okay, thank you.
Want to go a different direction from that?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I've had another Congress member ask me to ask you if there are, in this total budget for this division, are there new positions within this budget? And if so, how many are there?
I don't have that information.
Who does?
I would believe it's part of some Jason would maybe have it. I don't know. I can't speak for him. You have to go to each individual program and ask them.
We don't get to do that, so I'm just curious.
But I don't know the answer.
If you're representing them in whole, the executive could give us a report on each division and let us know what is our shift in amount of positions we authorize by this appropriation bill. I mean, that should just be common knowledge. Assistant Chief, do you know if there's any shift in number of employees?
employees we have in this division, Bill? A net or a loss?
No, I do not. I believe that the Congress felt it had the power to authorize individual positions or to deny individual positions. There are two pieces of legislation that are on your tracker that would never have been filed. So
I just think that it's a good budgetary measure in appropriating funds to know if we're having a net gain or a net loss in our salary and wages line. I don't want to authorize individual. I'm not looking at individual. I just want to know if there's a net gain or loss within these appropriation bills. And
I think in general that there are very, very few position increases contemplated by the budget, with the possible exception of the education department. And in that particular case, I think the this is all just from recall. I don't have any specifics to offer, so I'll just say that up front. My understanding is that there were some shifts done in education. There were some shifts done in the language department to accommodate the immersion classes. And beyond that, I don't have an answer to your question. I'm sorry.
I think you're sincere in that saying you're sorry.
I try to stay that way, Congresswoman.
Thank you.
Committee? Congressman Tillman?
Is that the self-governance that we're looking at here, 826?
Yes.
That is. And so it was submitted with a $250 federal, and 5 days later it went to $610 federal. Because we were awarded grants, is that what it is?
That's good. It included those three at the bottom.
At the bottom,
yeah.
Okay. And if it would have gotten the 227.710, it would have been within.
No, that includes the 227.710. I think, I don't know the date, but I think she just recently learned it. But
so we need to take that.
You would need to take that out, as Congressman Walker suggested, of the September 1 submissions, not of the July 15 submissions, because they were never in there. So if you take it out of there, you'd be going backwards from that.
Okay.
Okay, committee. Assistant Principal Chief.
Repeating my concerns from probably a week or 10 days ago, we were very concerned about the cuts in the committee substitutes. That goes without saying. We're concerned about infrastructure of services and those types of things, but I would just reiterate, I know this is the third time I've said it, maybe I missed part of the conversation down here. Is the committee not interested in hearing Mr. Cobb's comments on the impact to IDC? It's
a question to the committee. Who has a response?
The question is, are we not interested?
I can phrase it either way, Congressman.
Would you like to hear the impact that the executive branch is standing on regarding cuts and how it will affect IDC? Let me reword that.
And we're asking that question in a constitutional context, which requires operational budgets being on an annual basis.
Congresswoman Whiteburn.
The budgets that are contained within our legislative bills for appropriation were off the budgets submitted by the executive branch. So apparently they considered IDC when they submitted these budgets. So they're only, I'm basing my decisions on, they've already considered it. They handed us a paper. This is like the only piece of paper they handed us. They won't hand us anything else. So apparently they considered IDC when they handed us those budgets. So
The first budgets,
yes.
Assistant Principal Chief.
And my question is, those budgets have been altered by the Congress. And has the Congress considered the impact of those changes? That's my point.
Well, I think I went over this last week as well. Congress altered the second set of budgets only to mimic what you all turned in the first time. That's what the amendments did. I mean, it's, I will safely say that as a member of Congress, when I voted to yes on the committee substitute, it wasn't that any Congress member picked a number out of a hat. They were numbers that you all gave us from, what was that? September?
July 15th.
July 15th. They were your all's budgets, your numbers that you all arrived at in July. So, for what that's worth, I just, you know, I wanted to share that.
Understood. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, committee. We are at 12:36, and we have gotten nowhere with passing anything out. We have three budgets left in this committee. They're all on the agenda, and as chair, we have another meeting tomorrow, but what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start pushing all other legislation to the back burner. So anything that anyone has sponsored will go to the back, and these budgets will take precedence over everything else. So if we want to move on to other pieces of legislation, we're not going to be able to do that until we get these budgets out. So this is a committee. Well, the next meeting is at 1:45. If the committee wants to break for a brief lunch, we can do that. If y'all want to keep moving on, we can do that.
Well, I would go ahead and make those amendments that we need for that federal dollars, and I will amend $20,000 into the other line.
Well, then make those motions,
office, and I will make the recommendation that we pass this out with a no recommendation, because it's really hard for me to recommend to anybody to pass these budgets
if you want to,
don't have any information.
If you want to make your motions, Chair will entertain them. Congressman Walker.
Well, if we're having a meeting tomorrow, and we still have two other budgets that we're going to have to get out, why don't we get those, prepare those, and do it tomorrow?
That'd be great with me. And you requested me to come to the table with no, we've made those amendments, right? What questions do we have left on this chief's budget? A lot. We'll talk about it after the meeting.
Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn, then, if that's what you all are wanting to do, is work on them outside of committee and then come in with amendments later. That's fine. That's your decision.
That's my preference, but I'm
okay.
Only one member of this committee.
Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn then.